Okay, so here's my answers to a Halloween questionnaire that I thought would be fun because it's about horror things, which I like nominally. And then whenever there are people talking about horror in detail, I realize I have very little exposure to horror in pop culture. So I don't know why I think I like it so much. I don't know what's up. Anyway, so let's find out how little I know about myself and about the genre. Number one is, which horror movie scarred you for life? I have two answers for this that I think are probably pretty common for people around my age. One of them is The Exorcist. That was a lot. I think I saw that. When I say I saw things on TV, I think I mean I saw them on the TV, because there's no way that was airing on TV at a time when I would have been looking at it at the age I think I was. But nevertheless, maybe it was a rental. I have older siblings by a lot, and I think that they enjoyed showing me things I shouldn't be seeing. So I saw The Exorcist really young. There were specific scenes in that, but to be honest, like, I feel like they require trigger warnings. I don't even want to talk about them. So that one was very bad for me. And then I watched it again. There was sort of a remastered version with some kind of silly like CGI in it and stuff that I watched, I think, just to figure out, like, is this really that bad? And the answer is yes, it was that upsetting. The other one that I saw when I was really little was the movie The Thing. And oh my goodness, it really set up an enjoyment I have for media that involves like sort of claustrophobic situations and the psychological side of horror, but also that dog that turned into a snake thing. Like, y'all. Number two, what form would your boggart take? It is not creative. It's just a giant spider. It's just a giant spider. And so me reading a script recently about a giant spider was, you know, a really laudable act of bravery. I think we can all agree. Number three, which horror movie murder did you find the most disturbing? See, I don't really love horror that's all about like murders. I don't like a slasher fic, I don't think. Slasher fic, slasher movie, film. What? One or nouns, it doesn't matter. So I can't think of a murder off the top of my head. Honestly, I don't know if it's rated as a horror movie, but there is some shit that went down in Seven that was unacceptable in my brain. Pumpkin carving, silly or scary or high art? Yes. Number five, best advice you got for when scared of something. I'm going to go to advice that comes from the psychology of performance anxiety, which is that performance anxiety comes from, and lots of anxiety comes from disaster thinking and worst case scenario thinking. So fine, go ahead and logically follow that worst case scenario thinking to its logical conclusion. Like, oh, I'm going to do bad at this game. I'm going to do bad in this show. I'm going to do bad at this piano recital or whatever. And therefore, what? Everyone will make fun of me. Everyone will hate me. I'll have no friends. No one will ever love me. I'm going to die alone. It's like, well, at some point, hopefully you'll reach a point where your brain and your more logical side can say, okay, maybe those things will happen to me, but it won't be because of this piano recital. Like, this piano recital is not the triggering incident for a life that completely dissolves in front of me. So maybe I should just play the piano recital or, you know, go and do sports in those playoffs or whatever. I like how I tried to make that universal and failed. Oof. Yowza. I'd like to actually follow the fear where it wants to go, because usually it gets to a point of absurdity where it's like, okay, I do need to calm down. Number six, how long do you think you would last in a horror movie? It really depends on the type, because I'm not bringing any skills to the table in terms of self-defense, fortification, resource gathering. I'm always talking to friends about the zombie apocalypse and trying to recruit my team. But the important thing to note about that team is that I am the supervisor and not anything else useful. So that kind of movie, oh, no, not long at all. Not long. In fact, if you truly love me, take me out. Just like take me out of the equation the moment we hear that zombies are real, the moment that there's an apocalypse coming that requires strength and resiliency and resourcefulness and like pre-technology skills. Like just do me a mercy. However, the like, oh, there's an intruder in your house, or this place seems like it might be demonically haunted, I feel like I would be okay with those, because there's a part of me that says, don't be the person who's the skeptic who gets left behind in the terrible situation. Don't be the person who says, oh, I can take care of this myself, when it's so obviously something a lot wilder than you really are prepared to take care of. So it really depends on the type. That's not an answer. Number 7, were you ever traumatized by a particular scare when you were younger? Well, that's very similar to number 1, but I guess not movie related. When I was little, I also saw the video for Michael Jackson's Thriller and found it very upsetting. I think that's where my zombie fear comes from. Like when they were emerging from graves and barfing up mud, it was like, oh no, I can't with this. I cannot. 8, favorite Halloween treat. One of the beautiful things about being a grown-up is that you can have candy anytime you want. You're just like allowed to buy candy and also consume it at inappropriate times, or so-called inappropriate times, and no one can really stop you. So I'm not particularly obsessed with treats at Halloween. But I am trying to think what's specific to Halloween to me, like recollections of trick-or-treating. I actually really like a Tootsie Roll, which I know is an unpopular choice, but it has the like caramel consistency with a slightly earthier flavor. And I like that, and really don't tend to have a Tootsie Roll outside of Halloween. So I haven't had one forever. I would absolutely fuck up a Tootsie Roll. What else is specifically Halloween-y to me? Like a box of Cracker Jack? I don't know. Halloween treats are good. I will eat candy corn. I will absolutely eat candy corn. That's something you can kind of only get around Halloween. Yes, it makes me sick after a handful or two. That's probably more than the recommended serving size of candy corn, but I'm still going to eat it. So that's my divisive opinion. Those little like rice candies that are wrapped in Halloween paper, on the other hand, are the devil. Those need to be exorcised. Number 9, is there any horror movie you refuse to watch because the commercials scared you too much? Oh, so many. Specifically coming to mind, World War Z. I got so scared by reading Max Brooks's Zombie Survival Guide alone that I knew, like, I never braved the comics. Like, I can't have any of that happen with illustration. I certainly can't have any of that happen live action. And just seeing the ads, that shit with the plane, oh my God, like piling up the suitcases to try to block, that was stupid because you know they're going to fall. Like, that's just stupid. But nevertheless, like, just like the terror of trying to keep out of the sight of a zombie you can't escape. Oh, I'm dying. And like, of course, the like ragdolling up to grab the helicopter is a lot. Even the parody of all that they did in whatever freaking Minions movie was like too scary for me to watch. When they started ragdolling, I was like, oh no, you don't. Number 10, you're in a horror movie. Are you the final girl, first to die, comic relief, skeptic, smart one, or the killer? I guess I'm probably the comic relief. I don't know if I'm funny enough to be the comic relief. I hope I'm the smart one. The smart one dies pretty early, but I still hope I'm the smart one. I'm not the final girl. I have to be obvious about that. I mean, honest, rather, about that. But I'm also not the first to die because I'm not hot enough. So comic relief, skeptic, smart one, I like to think I wouldn't be so foolish as to be the skeptic. So hopefully I'm the smart one. Who is the hottest villain in any horror movie? Okay, so I didn't have an answer for this. And therefore I Googled hottest horror movie villains because I do my homework. And the people who have written these articles do not have the same tastes as me. Sorry about these notifications. So like I'm just scrolling down going, No, that person's wearing a human skin mask. Absolutely, that's not hot. No. So instead of, like, I absolutely couldn't come up with anything. I suppose I think, like, the closest thing to a hot villain I can think of is Frankenfurter. who is actually the hero of that story. So notifications. However, I would like to read you the two top comments on one of these articles. One of which was, these are incorrect. All of them should have a dateability rating of high. All of them very dateable. So obviously there are people out there who agreed with these articles. And then the next person says, where is Chucky? So that person has some things to talk over maybe with a therapist. And I can't answer this question because I just honestly, I don't have one. I'm sorry. I don't have one I can come up with. So I'm bad at this. Going back to the questions, what was the first horror movie you watched? Well, I think those are the ones from my first question. The Thing and The Exorcist probably are about right. Number 13, creepiest sound you ever heard. Okay. In the movie Signs, there's that high-pitched sound that comes out of the baby monitor that I think is like supposed to be interference from the alien ships, spoilers, communicating with one another or just from their presence in the atmosphere or something like that. And it's very eerie and hollow, but also shrill and painful. And it scared the shit out of me. I think probably just because of the timing of it and like the scenes in which it was used. And the worst thing about it is that I used to live near a train station where the trains made that exact noise at night. And when after I saw that movie, like I think it was probably that very night that I heard those trains and I thought I was going to jump out of my skin and then just like be a skinless dead thing. Oh my God. Okay, so here's the Mary Fuck Kill. I thought it was Muck Fairy Kill. I'm leaving that in. So here's the Muck Fairy Kill question set, which again, because I'm a good girl who does my homework, I looked these up because some of these characters and people I couldn't picture. So the first one is Herman Munster, Gomez Adams, Lon Chaney's Wolfman. So kill Herman Munster, fuck the Wolfman, marry Gomez Adams. I think that's very obvious. Like you have to marry Gomez. So the other two are just kind of up for grabs. The next one is Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing, Dr. Frankenfurter, or Norman Bates, any version. So fuck Van Helsing, kill Norman Bates, any version, extremely marry Dr. Frankenfurter. Frankenfurter, marry me, any version. Marry me, marry me, marry me. Then we have Evan Peters, American Horror Story, Louis from Interview with a Vampire, or the Skarsgård Pennywise, which I haven't seen because I will not stand for this anti-clown propaganda. So I guess kill that guy. I had to look up who Evan Peters was because I haven't watched American Horror Story. There was always something about the ads or whatever for each season that made me think, this on paper looks like it's for me, but I think the experience of watching it is not going to be for me. So one day I'll probably watch a season or two. I might watch the Coven one or the Asylum one, but like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to watch. But I looked up Evan Peters and he looks like a fuckboy, so fuck him. But that leaves me married to Louis, which I think would be very annoying. However, in this universe, divorce exists. So I'm going to be married to Louis for a very short time before I'm like, okay, mopesy, shut up. Okay, so Celine from Underworld, Morticia Adams, or Vera Farmiga, which I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right because I had to look her up, Norma Bates. Obviously, one is marrying Morticia Adams. I'm unfamiliar with this portrayal of Norma Bates, so I guess fuck her because I'm going to have to kill Celine from Underworld, even though, again, the aesthetic of those movies is, for me, that actress line delivery drives me insane, and I cannot be in a room with her for even 1 second. Sydney Campbell, I think the name is actually Prescott from Scream, played by Neve Campbell, right? Isn't that right? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Jamie Lee Curtis from the Halloween films or Sarah Paulson from American Horror Story. This is very difficult. So we're going to kill Sydney because I've never particularly liked Neve Campbell. And also, I think that would just look like two of me in a room, and that's creepy. Jamie Lee Curtis is obviously rad. But Sarah Paulson is also rad and openly queer. So we're going to marry Sarah Paulson, which That sounds like a good plan, just as a life choice. And we're gonna fuck Jamie Lee Curtis, because that would be a good time. Finally, we have Ellen Ripley from Alien, Rose Byrne from Insidious, or Anna Faris from Scary Movie. I don't know Rose Byrne's character from Insidious, but I like Rose Byrne, I think. So I might marry her and fuck Ellen Ripley, except being married to Ellen Ripley would be great. God, she would just be in charge of everything, wouldn't she? Like, if something broke in the house, she's got that nailed down. Like, she literally nail it down. Anyway, and I didn't watch all the scary movies, and I can't remember which one Anna Faris is, and I forgot to look her up, so I guess I don't do my homework very well. But I guess we'll just kill her, and I'm not sure about the other two. They can fight over me. Okay, do you have your Halloween costume planned out for this year? Any plans? I have one event to go to, which I have a conflicting work event with, and so I don't know if I will actually go to it. I'm gonna try. So I have dug up a bag full of props and costume bits that were in my basement, and I'm going to wear them all. And I think it adds up to some sort of a demon creature. I feel badly because I have some friends who are doing like a group themed costume, and I cannot help them out with it, but I'm just gonna try and be like the evil influence that causes those people to be stuck together in a horror movie. So it's not good. It's not good, the Halloween costume plan, but it's gonna have to do. Number 16, do you have a Halloween tradition? Not really, unless you count like being really conflicted about whether I'm gonna be home to give out candy, buying way too much or not enough candy, feeling like a doofus, realizing that giving out candy is a social anxiety exercise, so I have to talk to all these children. And all of them are feeling weird because it's weird to go up to strangers' doors and talk to them after being taught your whole life that you should ever do that. It's just all very weird and uncomfortable. So I guess being uncomfortable, that's a good tradition. That seems in character. Number 17, what is something that is or should be scary, but you find it more laughable than anything? Well, I mean, clowns, I guess. I don't know. Laughable. I don't know, man. I don't know, like cemeteries and graveyards. Not that they're laughable, but just like I'm not afraid of one. I don't know. Number 18, what is the sexiest thing about Halloween in your opinion? Just the fact that people can put on a costume and explore a different side of themselves is obviously very sexy. And freeing and all those good things, like going back to Frankenfurter and Rocky Horror, I think that's what the pleasure of that whole phenomenon is about. So that's like Halloween all year, or like whenever it happens. And Halloween is like Rocky Horror for everyone. I don't know. Does that make sense to anyone? I feel like this is an essay that someone could do as part of their dissertation, and that someone is not me. Number 19, if you were a killer, what would be your weapon of choice and your victim of choice? Oh, I guess I always think poison, but that leaves a lot of evidence behind. So maybe something a little less easily traced by purchases and stuff like that. But on the other hand, just like poisoning all of the misogynist douchebags out there would be really fun. It would just be really nice to rid the world of those particular curses. So that, and whatever takes them out, honestly. Number 20, would you rather live out your witch's curse as a black cat, a disfigured slave, or unable to love? Well, I think we can all agree that being a slave is very fun and not an entertaining topic. I always have said that one of my life's ambitions is to become a cat, but specifically a beloved and pampered house cat. Black cats get a lot of shit. Like, you have to keep them inside at Halloween and stuff, which is, ugh, people are terrible. So maybe not the black cat. Being unable to love doesn't sound that bad because you're not gonna miss it. You're unable to love. So you would just not love. Like, it would be okay as the person who is experiencing that. It would be terrible for the people around you, but like, it would be okay, I think. So I guess I'm picking that one. So these have been my answers to a somewhat hopefully fun Halloween quiz. I would love to hear about your own answers. So post those and bye.